T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. This is quite a treat. We are joined right now by a trio of Battlehawks players, quarterback A.J. McCarron, also Darius Shepherd, and Travis Feeney. They're all with us. We're recording this on Battlehawks night at Busch Stadium. Fellas, it's great to see all of you. How are you?
Good.
Well, thanks for having us.
Now, A.J. got to throw out the first pitch. Was that an issue with either of you guys? Did you want to have that opportunity?
He's the former pitcher, man, so he handled it really well.
Yeah, man, he did a good job.
I appreciate the fellas letting me do it. I was, not going to lie, nervous as hell. Thought about knees getting weak and passing out for a minute. So I told him if I passed out, just drag me off.
I don't know if it was a strike, but it looked like it had solid velo.
Yeah, it might have been a little inside for a lefty, but, don't crowd the plate.
Now, I was given a hint to ask you what Coach Saban said to you to get you to not play baseball.
So I won the backup job my freshman year early into the season, and going into that spring, told him, hey, I was heading out to go play baseball like we had originally agreed upon. And then he closed his door and told me, asked if I wanted to play quarterback next year. And I said, yeah, that was the plan. And he said, well, you're not playing baseball anymore. And so he opened the door and I left.
not much of a conversation.
Yeah,
there, huh?
that's how the baseball career ended.
All right. Very good. So obviously you played Alabama. Darius, can we call North Dakota State the Alabama of FCS football? Does that work for you?
It's something like that.
Yeah. That's an incredible program for what they have done. I'm a K-State guy, so Coach Kleiman is at K-State now. Mm-hmm. He's a former guy there. And I mean, it doesn't matter who the head coach is there, that program is just rolling.
Yeah, it keeps running. A lot of good people over there, and I really appreciate Coach Kleiman. He's actually a huge Cardinals fan.
So really?
Yeah, I'm sure he's tuned in tonight.
Okay, well, Coach Kleiman, if you're ever here, find me. I'm a K-State guy. We'd love to talk to you a little bit. Fellas, I ask all you this. The Battlehawks experience and the fan support and the fervor in this city, what is it like being a part of this team?
It's amazing. I mean, the fan love that they give and the engagement that they give is just like no other. Like I said, it reminds me of being back in college, like how much they love us, get to know us. I mean, guys message me all the time, DM me all the time, and I message back and talk to them all the time. I mean, I have my own little Feeney group, and it's cool. It's just fun to have. It's just fun to entertain and fun to interact with them.
Darius, same thing for you?
Yeah, I couldn't ask for more. It's been a special experience being out here in St. Louis playing, and a full circle moment for me. I played my state championship game, my last game of high school, in the Edward Jones or the Dome.
Okay.
Yeah, so coming back here now professionally, it's been awesome having family around and getting to experience again in the city of St. Louis.
Does the Dome still kind of look the same?
It does. Yeah. It does, but it's all good. It's still cool.
Yeah, I was there this past Saturday. It was the first Battlehawks game I'd gone to, and I'd gone to Rams games all the time. And you walk in, and you start having all these flashbacks and memories to things that happened there before. AJ, we had you on the pregame show for Cardinals earlier in this week, but not everybody heard that. I mean, you made the specific request that if you were going to come back to the league this year, that you were going to be in St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, this city is taking myself and my family in with open arms, and just the passion they have here, the excitement around the sports in general, but especially the game of football, is something that's unmatched, especially for the UFL League. And it's just a special place to play.
The setup for the league is you guys are not in St. Louis during the week, and then you travel in. That's probably different than anything any of you guys have experienced for. What are the challenges in that?
I think the challenges is just like every game is almost like an away game, even when you're at home, because you got to travel. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you still got that away vibe of traveling on the airplane and just doing the same thing that the other team's doing. It's no different, you know, so that's what it is for me.
Yeah, I would say the recovery piece is definitely a factor, you know, constantly traveling every week. But also getting immersed in the community. You know, when you're able to be in a city, you get to be around the people and you get to see what's going on and feel more of the love. But thankfully, we have such a great fan base with the Battlehawks where it's nice. We get to show up every week or for home games at least. And, you know, we're welcomed every time we're here.
And, AJ, moments like these here to what's being spoken about, it's you guys are so warmly accepted. It's I can't go anywhere on an everyday basis without seeing people wearing Battlehawk stuff. It's very cool.
No, it is. I mean, when they introduced all three of us just a minute ago by home plate, it's just hearing the applause from the crowd is pretty special. Mm-hmm. I mean, to come to another professional sports game and be introduced and hear the crowd cheer when they introduce us is, like I said, it makes this city and it lets you know how special this city is.
What does this league do for you guys just in terms of you want to do more, you want to pursue bigger things and everything, and obviously this is a really good place to be, but the track record of this, you know, going back to the XFL and even the Battlehawks, the track record of sending players to the NFL, back to the NFL, it's pretty impressive. So I got to think for all you guys, that's something that's in the back of your mind.
Yeah, I mean, definitely when you play, you're not playing just to keep playing. You're playing to get an opportunity at the end of the day. I mean, you have one dream, one goal. I mean, definitely being on this team, I feel like it's the best opportunity for that. And as long as we keep winning, it's going to give you the best opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
AJ, what's you've obviously had a lot of NFL time. You were just with an NFL team. What can, and I'm just speaking for quarterbacks in general, because if you're a backup quarterback or a third string quarterback in the NFL, you get some time in the preseason, maybe something happens in season, but what kind of benefit can this be to all quarterbacks who get the opportunity to be in this league just to get some reps?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not only just for quarterbacks. I think it's this league has a great opportunity to showcase guys. The more money that comes in for this league is more of an opportunity to go out and get guys that are stashed on practice squads, or, you know, on teams around the NFL. Guys that have maybe fallen through the cracks coming out of college and, you know, didn't get seen enough during preseason or at the combine or whatever. So I think this league has a great opportunity and a great duty to, you know, serve those guys, to give them a chance to, you know, be seen by more people and then end up with their ultimate goal of reaching the NFL.
Playing in the dome, it still gets really loud in there. Obviously, that can impact things defensively when you're you mess with an all. We saw that a little bit against Memphis this past weekend. Offensively, it riles guys up. What kind of impact are the fans having on this team right now?
Yeah, they're making an impact every week. Like you said, you know, we had a couple penalties in the last game just because of their presence. And, you know, I was talking about when we were back in Dallas, all the guys were around from other teams. When we get around them, they're so jealous of the fact we get to play in St. Louis. They mm-hmm. all want to be here, but they don't understand, you know, the disadvantage that they're at walking yeah. into the stadium. So we definitely appreciate, you know, the rowdiness that they bring.
When Memphis had a defensive play, they all ran to the camera and kind of were, you know, hamming it up. And I was, that's not a good idea for them to do that. That, no. That got the fans going that much more.
Yeah, I mean, listen, anytime you want to talk smack to our fan base, it's always a positive for us. So we're very thankful for this fan base. And we want to continue to get more and more people inside the dome to make it even louder.
The UFL championship game is going to be in St. Louis no matter what. How often do you guys talk about that, about possibly having a home game if you can get to the championship game?
I don't think we talk about it personally a lot. I mean, we're really focused week by week. But, I mean, obviously it's in our heads. I mean, it's in everybody's heads. Like, that's what they want to do. That's what we want to get to for the fans and for us as a team. But it's not talked about every day.
I talked with AJ earlier. I know he grew up as a Braves fan. Were you guys baseball fans growing up?
Yep.
Okay, so which teams were?
Giants fan.
You were a Giants fan? And then were you a Cardinals fan?
I was a Royals and Cardinals. Okay, I got some ties out here, so I've been to some Cardinals games growing up, but Royals for sure.
Okay, very good. Well, guys, this is a lot of fun. We've been talking with Battlehawks quarterback AJ McCarron, in addition to Darius Shepherd, wide receiver, and Travis Feeney, linebacker for the Battlehawks. Thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Thanks for having us.
That was a fun conversation. Got to have earlier this week. They were all out at Busch Stadium for Battlehawks Night, where AJ, who's played a little baseball, he threw out the first pitch, and the guys were flanked right next to him. And it's just like I mentioned to it, I had maybe I should not be admitting this on the air, considering the fact that I host this show, but I had not been able to get to a Battlehawks game in my time here, and I finally went this past weekend. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Like I said to them, as somebody who went to a lot of Rams games growing up, the dome doesn't look that different from when the Rams were playing. Maybe it doesn't look different at all. And just for those memories to flood back were fun. And then a pretty good brand of football. And that place still got loud. It wasn't a huge crowd this past weekend. They announced just over 30,000. So it was one of their smaller crowds. Still the biggest crowd easily in that league. A little bit of a smaller crowd. They were playing at the exact same time as the Cardinals, so that was going to be tough for them. But yeah, that was fun. That was, if you have not gone, I would encourage you to do so, because it's a good time in the dome. Good family environment as well. Sometimes with in the NFL, that's not, depending on where you go, that's not always the most family friendly environment. Chris and Amy were actually talking about this. Might have been today that they were talking about it. Yesterday, they were talking about how when you go to Cardinals games, when you go to Blues games, you see a lot of families. And when you go to other cities and other, because Amy was specifically talking about going to one of the Stanley Cup final games when the Blues played Boston, and how in Boston, it was just a lot of dudes there, like 25 to 40 year old dudes. And here in St. Louis, there's a lot of things that are family friendly. And while the NFL might have some issues when it comes to the family-friendly nature of a lot of fans in different markets across the area, if you're worried about taking your family to a football game because of that, I would tell you that a Battlehawks game is a good way to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.